After the U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to hear a New Hampshire lawsuit that could have impacted whether New Jersey's remote workers can have their income taxed by other states, we have calls now growing for Governor Murphy to take a more aggressive stance on all this here in New Jersey. A little background, June 28th, the justices, without comment, rejected New Hampshire's case against Massachusetts to address cross-border taxation. Now, had it gone forward to the Supreme Court, its outcome could have determined the fate of how telecommuters are taxed in several states. New Jersey, along with states including Connecticut, Iowa, Hawaii, Ohio, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, they all filed briefs late last year urging the Supreme Court to take up the case. And after the court declined, Murphy said he was, quote, disappointed, and as the administration was considering his options, he also vowed to fight for New Jersey commuters and New Jersey taxpayers. A little background on this, too. Prior to the coronavirus pandemic, nearly a half million New Jerseyans commuted into New York for work. Now, as everything goes back to normal, a lot of New York headquartered businesses in the process of closing or downsizing office space. We have more New Jersey-based employees finding themselves part of what is now a permanent remote workforce. They're actually doing their work in New Jersey, and that's the key part. As a result, hundreds of thousands of New Jersey residents are still subject to having their incomes taxed, even though they're working from home. New Jersey has had a long-standing reciprocal agreement with Pennsylvania, which allows telecommuters and commuters in each state to pay income taxes based on where they reside, not where their employers are headquartered, but there's no such deal between New Jersey and New York. Now, before you think Murphy actually truly cares about you, let me put some reality into all this. Since New Jersey provides residents with a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for income taxes paid in New York, ending this interstate taxation could generate somewhere between $900 million and $1.2 billion in new revenue for New Jersey. And that's according to the New Jersey State Treasurer. We have New Jersey State Senator Steve Orr, who represents the 24th District. He's a Republican who's been leading the charge against the taxing relationship, no pun intended. He said New York's convenience of the employer rule may have made sense in the era of typewriters and wall phones, but it doesn't make sense when a worker with a cell phone and the internet can do their job from the dining room table. Times have changed, and our tax rules need to be modernized to reflect that. He also said the Supreme Court may not have wanted to issue a ruling on a temporary matter that might be resolved on its own. That doesn't mean a direct challenge by New Jersey and New York. Perpetual taxation of remote work arrangements that have become permanent could be rejected. I would suggest it's time for Governor Murphy to stop hiding behind others and start defending New Jerseyans on his own. As well, back in April, Orho teamed up with U.S. Representative Josh Gottheimer in calling for a new administrative federal tax policies governing the taxation of remote work. A Democrat and Republican working together to lower taxes. Anyone check the weather report in hell lately? Gottheimer also said bipartisan legislation. That's in the works to address this whole thing, too. He said, but it'll take some time for a permanent fix to be signed into law, which is exactly why our residents need critical guidance from the Treasury and the IRS, and that is what we're asking for. This will give our residents and our state the financial certainty and relief we need, especially as our communities recover from this pandemic.